Hi, Alma.
Hi, Hans.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, you know. Fine, you know?
I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. So, yes, I am calling in regards to the email that you, to the text that you said you mentioned you got an email letting you know that you've been verified.
Yeah, unless I understood it wrong. Let me see.
Okay. Yeah, because currently the plan was that when I actually checked with the team, I told them that you really wanted to go ahead and cancel the Google Verified campaign since we cannot proceed with it. And I told them, it's like what happened was that the team said, if we really can't go ahead and get you verified, then that's the time we'll go ahead and put the funds to the Google Ads campaign so we can start the ads. But they're just asking a little bit time because we're waiting for the response from our associates from Google Verified if it's really something that we cannot proceed.
Cause it if says we right here, Jen, greetings, admin, congratulations, R&R Construction, you finished all steps. Please continue the dashboard, go ahead and detail summary, and then I click on the link they provided. And it says your account is now eligible and finalized for account verification and an official blue check mark badge. Completed verification.
Could you kindly forward that email to me so I can go ahead and read it, please? Send it to my habella@localspot.com.
Did you receive what I picture text yesterday, a picture email, I think?
Yes, I did receive those.
No, you received it last night?
Last night?
I sent you something last night. I don't know if you received it. I want to see if it's the email I have for you. It doesn't come out. It's better. It comes out. Because I was doing contracts for my dad, and I end up doing a little tweaking here and there. This is Ms. Holly Daniels, Tracy Johnson, 170@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, could you kind of repeat that one?
The email I have for you, it says Holly Daniels, Tracy Johnson, 170@gmail.com.
Oh, no, that's not me.
I didn't think so, because that one kept on coming up for some reason.
Maybe it's a different contact.
Yeah, because, okay, so.
Let's see.
H. Here it is. I found you. Look what I just sent you, the email I just sent you. I made that yesterday. Last night. I made that, what I just sent you, last night.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me check. Let's see. There you go. This one I just received. Let's see.
I don't know why it's going.
Oh, wow. This is nice. Is it the one that you created?
No, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. And you wanted to use this one?
I mean, to me, I don't know. What do you think?
It's actually very nice. It looks great.
But I copied Dad's, I pasted it on, and the one that helped me was GI because I don't have a bunch of the stuff that y'all use on my account, on my laptop, and GI actually, AI actually, well then I was using AI also for to show my dad it was easy for him to do a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's how it came out. See, I have another local splash calling me right now. Hold on. Give me 1 minute.
Oh, sure.
Miss Honey?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Alma?
I don't know. There was a call from Global Flash, and then they nobody answered.
That's strange.
And he's been getting, see, when I get these texts saying, oh, you've gotten so many leads. There's another one right now. Hold on, watch. Miss Honey?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Alma.
Yes, that's twice.
And from, oh, let me see. Let me just check here the call log. I should be able to see if someone is actually trying to call you from our end. Actually, no. It's only me.
No, I just, it says local splash. See, it's a 5854-592-99. Hold on.
9299. Our number is the 877-635. Oh, that means it's actually a lead trying to call you.
Oh, there it goes again.
Can you go ahead and answer that one?
I'm answering it. They don't say nothing.
What's the number again? The last four?
85. It's 9299.
That's actually a lead trying to call you.
I'm answering now. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay. Text me.